Country Club FM.
Well, before we get into the almanac, we have one of these.
Bob Almanac. Rewind.
So yesterday we had a tidbit in history about the first ever blood transfusion, and the first ever blood transfusion was they were transfused blood between a couple of dogs. And our question was, and I assumed that the answer was yes, but it was fun just to speculate,
right,
whether or not dogs have different blood types or if there's just dog. And according to the Blue Hornet, show the listener and info and subject matter provider.
Not the Green Hornet.
No, this is the Blue Hornet.
Okay.
Says that his daughter, codenamed Shih Tzu Girl, who is a vet tech, says, yes, dogs have different blood types. I'm not going to go into the different blood types, but there are different blood types.
Okay.
For dogs, and probably anybody who's had to have any kind of a procedure on a dog would probably know that. Or maybe they don't. I don't know. So we went to a vet tech who's a new member of our information providing team.
Right.
Our information, you know, from the home office, Shih Tzu Girl. Now, as far as we've got Golfing Farmer, Shih Tzu Girl, and Blue Hornet, the three that come to mind.
And it's not just dog.
We like to go with code names here.
Yes.
I like to keep the anonymity.
Yes.
So today, Tuesday, November 15th, 319th day of the year, 46 days remaining. Until the end, the Articles of Confederation, Continental Congress approved the Articles of Confederation, pretty much the precursor to our Constitution, Neil.
Yes.
Before there was the Constitution, there was the Articles of Confederation. Don't forget about the Articles of Confederation when it comes to the importance of the establishment of the rights, freedoms, and liberties that we have here in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be coming under fire,
yes,
often. But the Articles of Confederation, they were there in the very beginning, 1777. Did I somewhere this morning already mention Pike's Peak?
You did.
Must have been in my brain,
yeah,
from the almanac, because explorer Zebulon Pike, today was the day that he spotted the mountaintop that became known as Pike's Peak.
Nice. And,
I'll be in Colorado Springs, and if it's a clear day, I'll be able to see Pike's Peak. I've never gone up, you know, using the tram and the rail thing that they have there. I really should.
I have.
You've done it, and it takes time, doesn't it? How many hours of a process is it?
It's almost 3 hours up.
It's hard to take that out of my, I'm not there long enough, and I've got other things to do.
It was really cool.
I know it would be.
Yeah.
It certainly would be. 1926 here this date. You may recognize these sounds.
I do.
WEAF New York.
The NBC chimes, because it was this date that the National Broadcasting Company debuted with a network of 24 stations. And they had the red and the blue network there for a while, and one of those spun off. I can't remember. I think it was the blue, and became ABC eventually.
Sure.
Now, those chimes, Neil, they weren't just for fancy sound, just to be good and have a fancy little sound. They actually served a purpose.
And what purpose was that?
Well, they used them to sync the local stations, tell them when to do a station ID, when to queue up the new program, or when a new program was coming. It was more than just window dressing. It actually served a purpose. Those
were code.
You'd have chimes, you'd have chirps. That's been involved in network broadcasting and programming for years.
Right.
You've heard chirps.
Oh, sure. Right. Before the CBS News on radio, they would have that little chirp.
Or ABC. They all had chirps and signals. And maybe the first of those, the NBC chimes, which they still use today, almost 100 years later.
That's cool.
Air conditioning was used in the U.S. House and Senate chambers in Congress for the first time. And they go, it stinks in here. These guys, what's going on here? You know, they're hot. They're working hard,
mm-hmm.
or at least they say they're working hard.
Their Old Spice isn't working.
And it's just covering it up. And so they put air conditioning in, hoping that would take care of the stench and the stink. And it turned out But the stench and the stink from Congress was actually the stench of betrayal and failed promises, Neil. No air conditioning can take that away.
No, but what a wonderful invention.
It was. It really helped out.
Thank you, whoever figured that out.
Let's just say, did air conditioning go into Congress before into hospitals and old folks' homes? Isn't that just typical?
Probably.
The political elite.
Yes.
Get it before privileged. People that really need it.
Us commoners, we don't get that.
1969.
I'm Dave Thomas. I started Wendy's with one restaurant and a philosophy. Give customers more than great food. Give them great people. With that, why would anyone go anyplace else?
Why would you go anyplace else? Plus, they were square hamburgers.
Right.
What a novel idea that was.
And single, double, triple. A triple.
Triple. That might be too much.
I might have a triple.
Does anybody
today.
Really need a triple?
No, I've never.
That's got to be over 2,000 calories.
I have ordered one, I think, in my career.
I know I've had it once, too.
Yeah, I just had to see what it was like.
That was 20 years ago.
But I, you know, double.
A lot of beef.
Double's the standard.
That's a lot of beef.
I'm going to go to Wendy's today just to celebrate.
Well, celebrate their anniversary, 1969, the first Wendy's restaurant. He said restaurant.
Restaurant.
I should start saying restaurant instead of restaurant. Restaurant.
I like that, actually.
Columbus, Ohio, the birthplace of Wendy's, the state, 1969.
Named after his daughter.
In 75. I didn't know. I never heard that before.
Yeah, right.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Wow.
This song debuted, released by Ed Bruce.
Don't let them pick.
Yeah, before Willie and Waylon. This guy wrote it, along with his wife, Patsy Bruce. Don't forget about Patsy.
Ed Bruce has a great voice, for sure.
Mamas, don't let
that was 1975. 1992, it was Richard Petty in his last race, ending his 35-year career. Neil, it's the Hooters 500.
And Richard Petty is flaming, going into turn number one.
He's knocked the oil cooler off his car, and the oil is on fire.
Richard Petty, the car is on fire. Petty has got the car stopped.
Give it in the fire.
It'll
fire extinguisher.
It'll go out. That was Richard yelling to his crew, get a fire extinguisher down here.
Get a gall darn fire extinguisher, Neil.
Right.
Richard Petty, come on, put it out. Is he one of your favorite NASCAR drivers of all time?
I would say
he's
yes.
Petty clan?
Yep.
35-year racing career came to an end at the Atlanta Motor Speedway.
One of the greatest.
NASCAR this date. We don't talk nearly enough about NASCAR. I know we probably got a lot of NASCAR fans.
I bet we do.
Country music and NASCAR kind of go hand in hand. In the news in 96.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Mr. and Mrs. Michael Jackson. The news that this unlikely couple were expecting a baby had hardly sunk in when it was announced from Australia that mom and pop had tied the knot. A statement from Jackson confirmed the vows and asked everyone to respect their privacy so they can enjoy this wonderful and exciting time.
Did they really respect Michael Jackson's privacy at any point in time?
Not much.
No, not much. Especially the time when they had to take those pictures.
Right.
That was not private.
No, it really wasn't.
For the lawsuit and the deal that was going on. So he married his nurse, his surgeon's nurse, plastic surgeon's nurse. So he saw her a lot.
Yeah, he did.
Debbie Rowe. Now, when they had kids, did they do it in vitro? Or did they do it the old-fashioned way? They earned it. I can't remember.
I can only speculate.
You know, there's a Hall of Fame for everything. Ringo Starr was inducted into the Percussive Arts Society Hall of Fame.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. 2002.
I knew Engen went into the White Castle Hall of Fame. I heard that.
I think they've since shut that down.
I hope so.
There just wasn't enough interest. 2005 on this date.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. Because I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go.
Carrie Underwood released her debut album. And this was the first release off that album. It was already on radio by this time, 2005, before the album was released.
I hope that's still in her set list when she was here for her concert.
Billboard Album of the Year, Grammy Award, Best New Artist, came from American Idol.
She can sing.
Destined for Stardom.
Very talented.
And I don't know. I don't watch it anymore, but do the American Idol winners or the close runners-up, do they still become stars?
Is it still even on?
I think it is. Didn't it move to Fox from ABC? Or wherever it was before, it moved to a new, or maybe it's just streaming, like Dancing with the Stars or not.
You better queue up. I only watch Gunsmoke. I don't know if it's still on or not.
We used to watch it. We really did.
It was pretty good.
But in fact, it was the year after Carrie Underwood won, I think, that we started watching.
Okay.
Because I don't think I started watching until like 2008. I think it was the Taylor Hicks year.
Okay. I only watch Gunsmoke.
Oh, by the way, there it is. Love Tula Clark is 90 today. She's 90.
So good.
It proves that you can live downtown and live to a nice long life, because I believe she lives downtown, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole deal.
She's one of the few.
They called her the First Lady of the British Invasion.
Love it.
I love peppy 60s music. This is so peppy.
Yep.
Petula Clark is 90.
Good for her. It's TV theme time, Jim.
That is the category that this falls into.
That show's been on forever, too.
Sam Waterston from Law & Order.
And he's been on forever. He's the Matt Dillon of L.A. Law.
They've had several different, like, L.A. Law spinoffs kind of things. But Sam Waterston's kind of been the main guy. Chris Noth is in there.
Yeah.
I like Dan Florek.
It's a good show.
He's pretty good. But anyway, that's Sam Waterston. He's 82. ABBA. What was Sam Waterston's character on Law & Order?
Jack something, isn't it?
Jack McCoy.
Yeah. Look at that.
Here's a little SOS.
That was pretty good for me.
That was very good. I think the fact that you, the sleep apnea thing, and you're not snoring and you're sleeping better, your performance has gone way up.
I think so. I'm a little sharper.
One fourth of ABBA, one of the ladies, Anna Fridlingstad. She also performed under the name Frida. And good piano here, by the way, by Bjorn and/or Benny. Little SOS.
Very
Help
good.
Us, SOS.
Very good.
She's 77 today.
I believe in two things: discipline and the Bible. Here you'll receive both.
Oh boy!
Put your trust in the Lord.
Your what is mine?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Shawshank.
Right.
Bob Gunton, 77. He was the prison warden.
Oof.
And
he played it well, but
he realized
a hard character.
He realized they were going to haul him away.
Yeah.
And he took matters into his own hands.
He took the coward's way out.
He kind of did, didn't he? 77, she was a Griswold.
What are we going to do, Clark?
Well, we could leave her here, and the first phone we pass, we could call your cousin Normie, and he could come and get her, I guess.
That's the meanest, coldest.
Well, what do you want me to do, call Federal Express?
Mom, we don't have to ride with the dead person, do we? Please say we don't.
Yeah, come on, Mom. It'd be real easy for Cousin Normie to find her. All they have to do is look for the buzzards.
That is a good point. That is a good point. And they end up strapping her to the luggage rack.
Oh, it is so good.
It is. It's well done.
Just look for the buzzards.
Beverly D'Angelo, 71. He helped out Jay Leno.
I heard you sing for a second. I don't think I didn't hear that.
You liked it?
Yeah, could you sing that?
What's it all about? Thank you very much.
You know any more?
Hey, sing as good as you. There you go. Now, how come you never sing on the... We would love to hear Kev sing something.
I sing as good as you do.
You want to hear me sing? You want to hear me sing?
And so he did sing, like, the next week, and he sang Elfie. I think Burt Bacharach wrote that, didn't he? And Dionne Warwick had a big, what's it all about, Alfie?
Did he do all right, I wonder?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Okay.
Kevin, we don't have time to play it, though.
Sure.
Because you'll want to hear it all, because it's that good. Kevin Eubanks, he started just playing in the band with Winston Marsalis, was the original Jay Leno band leader. He left, and then Kevin Eubanks who I thought was better than Winston Marsalis as far as the interactions. And now he and Jay Leno are doing You Bet Your Life.
Oh.
Daytime TV on one of the channels. Every now and then I'll stumble upon it.
Nice.
So they're back together. And did you hear about Jay Leno? He got burned.
What?
Yeah, he was in his garage. He's known for his car collection.
Yes.
He was working on old 1907 white, and he was fixing the fuel line. Spilled some fuel. There was a little bit of an ignition, and he got burned, and he might need some skin grafts. He says he's okay, and he'll be back at it. But
wow,
65 for Eubanks.
Oh, that's a man.
Jack Ingram.
Saw him at Moon Dance once. He put on a great show.
That's a man. Mm-hmm. 52. Don't ask some people to define. Jack Ingram, 52. Commentary there for you. How about the lead singer of Nickelback? Chad Kroeger. Also heir to the Kroger grocery store fortune.
Sure. Wow.
Just joking.
No.
I don't think he is.
No, sure.
I think there's an extra E in his name that isn't in the Kroger grocery chain.
That could be.
Nickelback lead singer Chad Kroeger, 48. Our rapper of the day is B.O.B. Mm. We should play him.
Right.
B.O.B. 34. I don't know what that stands for.
Yeah.
I may not want to.
No.
And he also is an outspoken proponent of the theory that the Earth is flat.
Really?
He obviously hasn't seen pictures from the moon.
No. You might want to rethink
might
that.
Might want to broaden his horizons on that. But
take a think.
B, small o, it's capital B, period, small o, period, capital B, period. Just if you're looking, you're going to search and maybe download some of his music and his raps, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
He's 34. And Carl Anthony Towns, one of us, one of our Timberwolves, first round overall pick back in 2015.
He complains a lot.
We call him Cat more than I'd like him to.
Right.
27. Get back and play defense.
Yeah. Yep. Gone, but not forgotten.
What's defense?
Right.
In the NBA.
Somebody else can play that. Retired. We saw him on he was really the first of the judges, right? The People's Court.
Sure was.
Joseph Wapner.
Take a short recess. I'll come back and give you my decision.
Very short recess, but it was television. It could be long as he needed.
Right.
In fact, when he got older, he would take a nap. and everybody would just sit and wait. Rusty the bailiff, Doug Llewellyn.
He should have said, I'll be back with my decision in 2-2. But that was already taken.
That was Chuck Woolery.
Right. C.W. McCall is also on our
list
today.
State 80, we was cutting the fog, just me and old Sloan. Old Sloan's my dog. We had an 18-wheeler with 10 on the floor and a stereo, laying a strip. And then we spied a sign that says eat gas now. We decided to whip in, pick up some chow at the old home filler up and keep on a truckin' cafe.
Oh, the old home filler up and keep on a truckin'.
C.W. McCall and the 18-wheeler singers.
You gotta love it. C.W.
He was born out of a bread commercial.
There. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
C.W. McCall, born on this day, 1920. He had more, 1926, more than just Convoy, obviously, as we just heard right there. We'll probably get a request, I would think, today.
People love Roses for Mama.
Yep. He could do comedy, he could do drama, he could do westerns. Ed Asner.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
Has anybody ever told you that you have spunk?
No, but if they did, they probably didn't like it either. That seems to be the way it goes. 1929 for the great Ed Asner. Of course, he was the bad guy in Rio, El Dorado, I think it was, for opposite John Wayne. I'd have to look that up because I get Rio Bravo and El Dorado kind of mixed up.
I don't remember Ed Asner being in a John Wayne movie,
oh,
but
he
if he was.
Yeah,
that was good. That's good. Yeah. That's a little feather in his cap.
Yep.
I think we just lost him a year or two ago.
Right. 1929. Whitman Mayo, 1930. You remember him from Sanford and Son.
Grady.
Wait, why don't you go in the kitchen and eat the lunch that I fixed for you?
Hey, you fix me lunch? Well, sure I did. Fred put me in charge, and one of the things he said was be sure and fix him out lunch, whatever you do. He's my one and only son, so be sure and fix him lunch.
Did Pop really say that?
Well, actually, what he said was fix the dummy his lunch or you get mad.
He was a big dummy.
Yeah, something wasn't stirring the Kool-Aid there for a minute. Then we got the real truth. From Whitman Mayo, born on this day, 1930. Comedian, actor, he was in the Andy Griffith Show, had his own comedy thing. Jack Burns.
Well, it's something I'm just blessed with, I guess. Something over which I have no control. It's like the book says, the powers of extrasensory perception come and go of their own volition.
But you don't have powers like that.
Well, no. Well, what about yesterday, Andy?
What about yesterday?
Well, when I told you to think of a number between 1 and 10, then I picked it.
Well, it took you 8 tries.
I got the number.
He had big shoes to fill.
He did.
Jack Burns.
And it didn't work as well as they would have liked. They brought him in to take over for Don Knotts on the Andy Griffith Show, and he lasted a handful of episodes, basically, and then they went in another direction. But probably wasn't his fault. Jack Burns there, 1933. You remember Randy Macho Man Savage, I bet.
Free to tell me there is another solar system, Macho Man?
Unbelievable. I'm still in a state of shock right now.
In fact, I don't think I'm going to be coming down for a long period of time. Yeah, reckless abandon is what I used to be, yeah. But Elizabeth opened up my eyes, and the big man right here, the big man, yeah, he endorsed Macho Madness, and he gave me direction, yeah.
Macho Madness. Yeah.
And the guy liked his Slim Jim, which, you know, is near and dear to my heart.
You love him just for that fact alone.
I certainly do. He snapped into more than one Slim Jim. Randy Macho Man Savage, the great wrestler, and he had his own unique style, 1952. And our gone rapper of the day is ODB.
You know what that stands for?
We had ODB.
You know what that stands for? Look it up.
Yeah, I used to know. Dime and something.
Old Dirty.
Yeah, okay.
And then the B word. It's okay to say, but I don't want to.
He was a member of Wu-Tang Clan, and he was born on this day, 1968. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Not gone is a Bob-a-thon, because it starts now. Brad Paisley wrapped around. Faith Hill, Secret of Life, Tim McGraw, Southern Voice.
Oh, got the Mr. and Mrs. I'm going to go with Mrs.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Alvin.